This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
3.7 to go. Everybody runs down the floor. James, long pass down the floor. Cryer tips it. Loose. Knipple has it. Throws to Proctor. Heaves up a three. No good. Houston from behind. 14 down to the national championship game. And for the first time since 1984, Houston will play for a men's basketball national championship. It's Houston and Florida in San Antonio on Monday night.
All right, audio courtesy of Westwood One, a game that you heard right here on Sports Radio 610. The game you'll hear tonight on Sports Radio 610 will be Florida and the Cougs for all the marbles, man. The last time the Cougs were in the title game, as was pointed out, Akeem Olajuwon was the starting center. Not even Hakeem yet. He was Akeem with an A back then, Olajuwon.
Yeah.
He had 15 points and 9 rebounds in a loss to the Georgetown Hoyas, who were led by Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing with 10 points and 9 rebounds. That was, oh boy, that was that Georgetown team that had Michael Graham on the team, who was like the Draymond Green of 1984 college basketball, just starting all kinds of stuff in every game that he played in. That was wild, man. Reggie Williams, I think, was the most outstanding player. He was a freshman on that team. He scored 19 points in the finals against the Cougs. That's how long ago it's been.
I would say one of the biggest in terms of if you asked me 40 years ago, what would Akeem Olajuwon look like 40 years from now? I think that's maybe one of the reasons that security guard didn't let him up on stage was he's aged very, very well.
Oh, my God.
He does not look like... He does not look like a guy in his 60s. So it's really cool. It's honestly Jim Nance being involved with a lot of this and having as much fun and as excitement as he's had over all of this. Anybody in Houston who's at an age where they were alive and kicking and paying attention back then, it's really cool to be able to see a lot of these Cougs kind of just come full circle on all of it.
It feels too like with this one that, and we'll dig into the game itself here against Duke because it was an all-time win. Like this is it was a classic. You know, if there's a instant classic where they replay college basketball games from days of yore, this one will get replayed. It had all kinds of storylines in it. But I think the cool thing about this is the sense that I get, and you don't see this with college sports a lot, is that the city is behind this team. And I don't think it's like I was out yesterday with people who were Longhorns and there were Aggies. And I've talked to plenty of people. The event I was at on Saturday had a mix of a bunch of people. That event was going on while the Cougs were playing. So it was a big topic there on Saturday. But I don't feel like if the Longhorns were in this thing, you know, in the finals, that a lot of the Aggies and SEC fans from other schools would not be. They might be rooting for Florida tonight. A&M, if they were in this state, like the Cougs, I do feel like there is kind of a uniting thing going on with the Cougs right now. I don't know if I'm misreading that, but that's how I feel about it.
No. I think that Houston's, it's got a much different feel in a lot of ways than most of your classic college basketball teams, just because of the nature of the university itself. And that it's largely a commuter school. There are the number of people and alumni who still live in the actual city is huge compared to a lot of places, or the fact that it's in an actual city or a large city at all. It does. Even as basketball has changed and people aren't as dialed in on NCAA basketball throughout the entire season, It's a much more adoptable city,
yeah,
or adoptable team, I think, than it is with a lot of, you know, the cult-like atmosphere that you have with a lot of college basketball programs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just think the team embodies a lot of things. Like, if you've got kids, they embody a lot of the traits that you try to impart upon your kid. Like, this is a hardworking team. This is a team that since June has had its mindset. And I'm not saying that the other teams in the tournament aren't hardworking, but there is anecdotally another level with Kelvin Sampson's level of coaching, style of coaching, coaches kids hard, but gives them the credit when you get the results. Like every interview I saw him do, there was no me. And this is a sport where the coaches in this sport tend to be very egocentric, very...
Yeah, we talked about it all year long.
Yeah.
That we had all these meltdowns by college coaches whining and grousing and complaining about how their players were just little babies and they'd been coddled by NIL and the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you have this throwback mentality with Kelvin Sampson that people would claim, oh, that's not going to work in NIL. Right. Kelvin Sampson is exactly the type of coach that people over the last couple of years have been saying, like, I don't know. Yeah, look at Nick Saban. He doesn't want to coach in this environment. I don't know. Kelvin Sampson just keeps chugging along, doing the same thing he's always done. And if he brings the right kinds of guys into his program, those guys respond. Yeah. And in a way that supposedly you're not supposed to be able to pull off in the era of NIL.
That's right. That's right. So the win probability chart on the game on Saturday – it's hilarious. I like your analogy, Seth, that you made about the win probability chart, except there's an element, given how the stock market was last week, of too soon.
It's a little too true. Yeah, it's a little too on the nose, but it did. It looked like you're in the middle of a recession.
Yeah.
You look at this chart, and you're like, oh, gosh, what is this? Like 3 months into the housing crisis? What are we doing?
Because Duke was on, if you've looked at a win probability chart, you got one team who's, on the upper half of it, the other team's on the lower half of it, and the whole thing was skewed towards Duke on the lower half. The whole thing's blue until this one gigantic red spike in the last 6 seconds of the game or whatever it was. It was crazy.
It was almost like as if we had gone back in time and it was 2009, and I'm watching my 401k, just waiting for something, some kind of a dead cat bounce or something, and then all of a sudden, boom! Oh, hey, by the way, don't worry about the last couple of years.
Right.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's as good as it ever was.
It was a big reset button. It was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, go ahead and sell your house for more than you bought it for.
Duke led by 14 with 8 minutes and 3 seconds left in the game. At that point, Duke's win probability was 98.5%. I can tell you, as somebody following the game on my phone, because I was, as I mentioned, I couldn't watch the game live on Saturday. That's when I'm like, all right, well, it was a fun season. I asked people, I've had a chance to rewatch the second half of the game, and I asked Cougs fans this earlier, like, when did it feel like it was over? Did it ever feel like it was over for you? Because for me, when I went back and rewatched, and Cooper Flagg hit a three with somewhere like around 2-3 minutes left in the game to put them up by 9, that's where I would have been folding up my tent. If I were a Cougs, that's why I could never play for Kelvin Sampson, because I'm a quitter. That's where I would have been like, nope, sorry, we're done, down by 9. A lot of people have said that they felt like when JoJo Tugler reached in on the inbounds play, up they were down 5 with under a minute to go, and he smacked the ball out of the hands of the inbounder, automatic technical, and now you're down 6. At a time, most games you'd be like, well, down 5, down 6, you can still come back. When there's less than a minute left in the game, every point counts, because you're going to have to, at some point, put Duke on the free throw line, which they did, and you had Proctor miss the front end of a 1-1. Like, Duke did everything you needed to for the Cougs to end up winning that game. I think the thing that's most commendable is most of that stuff was forced upon them by U of H, other than the missed free throw. Like, there's nothing that the Cougs did to make Proctor miss that free throw. He just misses the front end of a one-on-one, but he misses that, and Cooper Flagg goes over the back. That's, you know, that's a great box out by Juwan Roberts. Tugler with the stick back on the missed three that would have tied the game to cut it to one. The inbounds plays where Duke could not get the ball inbounds. You pointed this out earlier, Seth, and I think it's a great point, is that this is a Duke team that you can probably count on like two hands how many crucial inbounds plays they've had to run in the last minute of games all year.
They haven't played a one possession game since November. They haven't played a top 20 defense in this calendar year. And they just had not been in these moments. They hadn't had some of the scary and squeaky moments that Houston has had this calendar year and in the last few weeks. And it did. It felt very much like, all right, finally in the final moments of this game, Houston is in its own dojo here.
Yeah.
And Duke is the spoiled little rich kids that can't that don't know how to handle pressure.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Cooper Flagg, and in the two losses back in November, didn't play great in the final moments of their two losses. Like, it misses the final potentially crucial shot at the end of the game. As Juwan Roberts largely left to handle Cooper Flagg on his own for the entire second half. I mean, Juwan Roberts came up big in that game, just in being able to. Yes, Cooper Flagg got 27 points, but it was an inefficient 27 points.
And I love that it was Juwan Roberts, not just doing the defensive job on Cooper Flagg, but that Juwan Roberts is the one knocking down the two free throws to finally give them a lead.
Yeah.
You know, and he's been around for 6 years. He's 52 years old, Juwan Roberts, I'm told. I estimated. But it feels like he's been around that long. That it's that guy who's putting the clamps on their best player and is knocking down the free throws. And when he was standing at the free throw line, they highlighted it in yellow. 62.5% free throw shooter. And he just steps up and just calmly strokes him, man. Mm-hmm. The biggest moment. That's just, it's so cool.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Sean, Houston to me feels like America's team. A ton of people wanted them to beat Duke, including a lot of my coworkers who were rooting for Auburn.
No, and they were, I mean, going into the Final Four, it was various stats would show you 86% of America or 86% of states wanted Houston. And you look across and it was nice. It was in this time of divisiveness, there were red states, blue states, didn't matter. Across the political spectrum, people wanted the University of Houston to beat Duke, and they were their favorite going into the Final Four. So, as ideal in a storybook world, they would face Duke in the championship game.
Yeah.
But it's not as much natural hatred for Florida as there is for Duke.
Yeah.
But they did America's dirty work.
They did.
It.
That does make me wonder now that we lay it out that way, because what Seth is referring to is there was a map that came out that. You know, social media geotracks all the positive comments about teams and whatnot and figures like each state is rooting for this team based on comments on social media. And the University of Houston had well over 80% of the country. The country was bright red other than a little bit of Auburn, a little bit of Florida, a little bit of Duke. I do wonder how much of the University of Houston's popularity in terms of that metric was the fact that people just wanted him to beat Duke. You know, how much of it, the point, you know, I get it. Houston has an ethos that's very easy to root for. I wonder how many people are just like, whoever's playing Duke, that's my favorite team. And if so, you should be a Cook fan now. You know, that was your criteria.
Well, part, you know, for the people that want, it's the closest you're going to get, I guess, maybe, if what you really like is a Cinderella story. At the very least, Duke is, or at the very least, Houston obviously isn't a Cinderella story as a one seed.
Yeah.
And yet, emotionally, it's they still feel like an up-and-comer in a lot of ways because they're not a blue blood, and they it's an easy team to pull for. So, yes.
Yeah. Man, it's wild. People texting in. I felt like it was over after the technical foul. There seemed to be that seems to be the consensus. The technical foul on JoJo Tugler seems to be where people are like, all right, well, this just ain't happening. And it did. It ended up happening. When the guy wouldn't let Hakeem on the floor to celebrate with the team and clearly didn't recognize him, that was someone saying that was the worst moment. But they had won the game already. My question is, when did you feel like they're not going to reverse the score because of that, you know?
Listen, I've got no animosity in my heart for that guy, even if you recognize Hakeem. The rules and regs, man. The guy's just trying to do his job. All right? The guy's trying to do his job, and if Hakeem didn't have the appropriate pass or whatever, then I'll give that guy respect, even if he knew, even more so if he did recognize Hakeem and he was saying, I'm sorry, Mr. Olajuwon, I just can't. I apologize.
Get out. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Monday after a weekend that was great for Houston sports. We'll circle back to the Cougs in the 9 o'clock hour. J.J. Watt was on Andre Johnson's podcast, the GOAT podcast. Two Houston icons on this great weekend of Houston sports victories. The two got together on Andre Johnson's podcast. The three best cuts from that podcast, there are two really funny stories that J.J. told. Well, J.J. told, and Jonathan Joseph was on there and told one as well. But what? Talk about the first time that you ever went out with Andre Johnson, J.J. Watt. A bit of a Hakeem Olajuwon situation with Andre Johnson and J.J. Watt. We'll get to that in the next segment. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.